This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 31.
Wow.
I'm so tired, man.
Older than me.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, is it? Cause
well, if years were days.
If years, so, yeah. In podcast years.
Yeah.
Feels like a year.
Yeah. It fucking does. Yeah.
So far this episode, it is.
just started.
Yeah. I was getting that. Cheers, Ryan. Anyway, I'm joined by Ryan Witty Lark.
The joke so interpreter.
Stephen is just starting.
I'm also joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
Yay. Wow.
And Tom, the Loonster Looney.
Oh. That's right. Thank you very much.
Tom, you've been away for 3 years.
Has it been that long?
No, it's maybe 3 weeks. 3 weeks. In total, but 2 episodes.
COVID recovery. Feeling good now. Feeling back to my best. Played football last night. It was fantastic. That was good.
Who did you play with?
My brother.
Just the two of you?
Nope, it's his five-a-side team, but they're a couple of years younger than me, so yeah. They've called me in and delivered a bit of an education.
Ryan, have you been sacked yet or quit?
This is what I look forward to. I've decided every week my mind changes on what I'm doing with my life, and I've decided to stay now. Yeah, thank you. So I'm not doing Panto again. Yeah.
Stocks in TGI Fridays just went...
They're starting live music now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
But you love live music.
I'm just hearing longer hours, later nights.
Yeah. More money,
are they songs?
Yeah.
Longer hours, later nights.
Yeah, maybe.
What's your karaoke song, Ryan?
Oh, probably Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, yeah. That's the police coming. Yeah, you daft racist.
Stop me now, I'm having so much fun.
I'm not going to do it because I don't.
No, we don't want you to do your
strange
accent. Yeah. Don't stop me now. Tom, what's your karaoke song?
Oh, great question. Losing My Religion. R.E.M.
It's Fireflies.
Is that yours?
No, God, no. I'd go for.
Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, yeah. Coolio. In football, we got our first win.
Hey!
Did a friendly.
Wasn't there?
Oh, do those two go together? They don't. We got our first win, and we set out this team to shit out as a win, and we did it. I time wasted. Guy tried to start on me, and he went, have you always been a gimp? And I said, what? He said, you've always been a gimp, and I went, yeah. Little did he know, I've always been a gimp. Yeah. I actually made a video called The Gimp Squad when I was in year 9. I was in The Gimp Squad. So maybe he was a fan?
He was maybe, a fan
of year 9 Stephen.
Wait, are you a gimp?
The gimp, sire. You'll bow to me. See where I play football in this robe that says Gimp Boy? But yeah, got the first win. Nice. Dave's very good in goal. He's incredible.
I just kind of realised I was only 16 when I miscontrolled a ball on the wing and my manager said, got a touch of a rapist, son.
Oh, God, it's a different...
Wow.
It's a different... Yeah.
Full of parents, younger people, no one batting an
eye. I played for... When I was in primary school, I played for about 7 years. And the only trophy I won was one for effort in my last year.
Yeah. Oh! Right.
Commitment as well, I think. Yeah. 7 years.
Quit after that.
And yours was for effort, yeah.
Most.
Cool.
In effort.
Most pudding effort.
Just eating trifle on the sidelines.
Someone give him a trophy.
7 years of this. This treacle all over here. It's causing me misery. The groundsman's quit. This is our fifth one. Oh, sprinkles everywhere we run.
Your own personal mukbang on the side. Incredible.
I hated it though.
Well, the trophy.
Basically, football. When I was like playing it for the local team.
Yeah. Mm. It's about primary school.
Yeah. Like as a kid.
How old were you in primary school? Like
4 to 11.
Yeah. Did you suffer any abuse from the sidelines?
A lot of abuse. Yeah. Well, more from fellow teammates.
And, yeah.
I remember in training once, I scored an own goal. It was a free kick that hit me in the wall and went in, and I cried on the pitch. I didn't get any awards. Mm.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I volunteered to be a sub.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did that now. Yeah.
Great spirit in our team, isn't it, when people are bagsying to be subs in the in the chat.
Yeah. James Ormrod
is the worst.
I use the phrase, you're 22 years old, you see, and you can imagine what I said there. Because it was 2 minutes in, he was panting all over the place, with his hands on his knees bent over. And I thought, Cameron has had 3 cigarettes before playing and he's just still going.
And he's generally not well. Like, you know, he struggles.
The Ormrod.
Oh, Cam. No, he's always complaining about something.
Up, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Speaking of great wins, come down with me.
Hey. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Four nights.
Oh, sorry.
4 nights. It's now should be all out there.
Yeah.
People can see what a great time we had.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was nice.
A great time.
I didn't enjoy my night because I was stress cooking.
You didn't eat that away.
No, definitely not. In Joe McGrath kicking over my decorations and knocking the doors. Saboteur.
It's quite stressful hosting.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it. God, just...
have to, wouldn't we? Because you just don't know. No idea.
Ryan, were you stressed in your evening?
I started out quite confident.
Yeah. But
as everything just started to fall apart in my hands.
Yeah, but literally with your starter.
Yeah, that fell apart. My chips, I overboiled them. So when I went to bashing up to make them chips, they just turned into mash.
I enjoyed your potatoes.
Yeah, I did. And then obviously the dessert. Disgrace.
I'd say that was the worst dish of the 4 nights.
The dessert?
Yeah, Ryan's dessert.
No.
Oh shit, sorry. Max. I never count them.
Max is
Are you kidding?
The worst.
Yeah. No, Max is... Oh, the fish, yeah.
The fish was disgusting. Yeah. Just like rubber. I ate it out of kindness. And I got it for all 3 fucking courses. And it literally, the pun fish cake dawned on you as you served
No,
me
I said it before. But I just bought too many cupcakes. I was like, I'll just give them these.
Room temperature / slightly cold rubber fish.
Oh, it was spaghetti in the Arctic. Oh.
Yeah. It was good fun though. I think seeing everyone.
is
Can you gauge our expressions when we were there?
You actually gave me very generous marks.
I regretted it.
I couldn't believe it.
But I gave you a lot of points for keeping Dave hidden. I thought that was very good.
Yeah.
That deserved points.
The only issue is when he was, finally unveiled, everything just sort of went downhill.
Yeah. We had like maybe a 10-minute discussion when he arrived about what he was going to do. It's quite a bad planning on that part.
I did like your main course, although it was not much to do.
It was
still enjoy it, and the potatoes were good.
Yeah,
not I from all you want.
Didn't home make any of that, other than the chips, I suppose.
Yeah,
but good fun though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. What was your favourite moment from the?
In the PlayStation Classic.
Oh fuck off.
Mine was probably favourite course was your dessert.
Tiramisu went well.
Coffee,
so good.
And my favourite moment was on your night when Max spoke about his dad's fingers.
Oh, seems like everyone enjoyed my night. Yeah? Didn't you score me less than Ryan?
Robson Eric was.
Oh, fuck off! You love anti-comedy. You secretly loved that. And the whole time I was thinking, Maxwell's. This is not going well for Stephen, but Maxwell's secretly be loving
it's
this.
When he was dropping the bingo balls. Oh,
there's anti-comedy, and then there's looking at people going, I will kick you out for talking.
Oh my god, I couldn't believe it.
We're all just sat there.
I was like, Tom, no.
And you did try to get Tony Wright first.
Yeah. Well, I bought the bingo for Tony, and then I had to kind of work backwards from there. But me and Tom, to be fair, we didn't have enough time to discuss it. Robson Eric.
Yeah. Do you want to say something to Robson, who's previously ruined IMAX and has now ruined your chance of 1,000?
Look, I'll speak.
The most expensive entertainment was Robson.
Yeah, I'll speak to Robson in private when I see him. He knows I'm not impressed. He knows I'm not happy. But I think he also probably knows what he's done. He can't have been feeling good after that.
He made a claim that he was his diary gets booked up quick, so yeah. I couldn't have him for my night.
Yeah.
I got Cameron Green. So he dressed the part.
Yeah.
Good as well. Good voice.
Yeah, tried to get Cameron also.
Yeah. God, yeah.
I should have cast myself.
I think so.
Yeah. But you know, you live and learn. I still thought I might have enough to carry me because of the food and the other stuff.
No,
never
too
mind.
Much garlic, mate.
But you know what the problem with that was? I couldn't smell. And then I couldn't smell. I'm thinking, I'm getting nothing here. I'm like, because it needs a rub. And I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm just going to take her. Yeah. And then he ate it and it was too garlicky.
That video, though, was sponsored by Air Up.
Oh!
Who are sponsoring this podcast.
Wow! Yeah.
If you're watching the podcast, you can see what I'm holding here. It's a bottle. Max, you've tried this. It does actually work. Basically, I'll explain what goes on here. Mm. This is just a normal water bottle, you know?
Right.
Water's in there, nothing else. However, this scented pot at the top, you pull it up and then you drink it. And the aroma from the pod goes into your nose, well, into your mouth, and you taste it. Because 80% of what you taste is through your nose.
Yeah. Pull up.
What's in the scented bit?
Sorry. Thanks for that, Max.
No worries. Anytime.
The scented, well, you can get all different flavours. This one is mixed berry.
Right, okay. So you buy mixed, the scent and you... Okay.
Not mix. It's nice. A different flavour. Pineapple. Apple. They've got loads of different flavours. You whack them on there and...
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
It lasts for quite a while, it says.
And they're very...
At least five litres.
The scent is very, very strong. You can just use them as air fresheners.
How does it work? Here's the sciencey bit. By sucking water through the silicone straw, a slipstream is created.
Oh.
This transports not only the water, but also the air through the scented pod into your mouth. That's when the retronasal smell kicks in, the technical term for tasting through your nose. And 80% of what we taste is through our nose. The tongue may talk the talk, but it's the nose that walks the walk when it comes to taste. And basically, this is patented, so nowhere else is going to be able to do it. It's just Air Up that can produce this smell drinking bottle. So it doesn't have any chemicals, any sweeteners, any calories.
Brilliant.
Just good old aromas.
Yeah.
Some flavours they have. They've got cola.
Ooh.
A little bit outrageous. I got this bottle, three flavours, and a lovely lid, which is down here, with the strap. And if you use the code STEVENTRIES, you get 50% off your starter set, okay? Do that now. It also works with fizzy water. Yeah, fizzy
flavour.
Ooh. Yeah.
I do like fizzy water.
So you just pour that in there. And hey, you want some apple flavoured fizzy water? Bosh. Oh. Want some pineapple?
And get the cola one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Healthy cola.
God, who would have thought?
Yeah.
Well, it was many years ago. Yeah.
Go to Air Up. Link in the description. Use code STEVENTRIES. Thank you. Thank you for sponsoring the pod. Anyway, after the Come Dine With Me night, myself, Ryan, and Cameron got a little crunk and went out on the town.
Yeah, crazy.
We bloody did.
Kids, eh?
Yeah,
bloody did.
Yeah.
We were in a...
Cameron pulled my pants down.
Well, that's the end of the night.
It started with you pulling your pants up. That's how I knew this was all going down.
Yeah. So, So basically,
maybe we did have a similar night.
We went out to a few bars, few clubs, and got a bit drunk. And then, as it's when you go outside and the air hits you, sometimes you get
realised how.
Yeah,
it's went to a lot of like. Not dingy, but just
horrible,
dark,
kind of
in the basement,
hanging kind of rooms, seedy
cocktails,
yeah, cherries,
rum.
You were drinking a cocktail called the Hawaii Rye, oh, yeah.
A dingy blows, with ocean tunes, fish tank. I'm just picturing like a horrific alleyway with like needles and stuff. And just Ryan, his little Hawaiian shirt on. Sipping out of a coconut. This is the life, boys.
We went to this bar and it was just filled with people in suits. Ryan was wearing shorts.
Where'd you go?
It was Mojo.
Mojo.
Yeah, a woman felt my arm.
Nice.
Which is what an old man did in a gym once.
This was different.
Yeah, I felt more okay with that because she did it the once, whereas he did it three times in three different weeks.
As the woman walks away, she just pulls the wig off.
Yeah,
I knew I'd find him.
Shrinks 2 feet as well.
The walls of Mojo fall away, and he's back in the gym.
I learned you here, Steve.
No.
I think he wore a fanny pack as well. That was the sort of guy he was. Anyway, we got home, yeah. And
it doesn't end there, does it?
I sort of fell to the floor in the hallway because I was just really tired. And I turned to my right to see Cameron stopping Ryan from going by pulling his pants. And then I saw Ryan's penis.
Yeah.
He's so proud.
Everyone's seen my penis now.
I haven't.
You, Max.
Yeah, gladly.
For listeners at home, Ryan is now flashing his penis.
It'll be up on screen. Wow.
Yeah, it was. Well, that, it was one of those nights where. So the next morning, Cameron had stayed at mine, and he was he was in a bad way. He woke up 2 hours later than me, walking around, and he kept opening up the balcony to fart out of it.
Oh, God.
That's the sort of human he is.
Yeah.
He got a parking ticket as well.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah,
the farting, that is.
Farting ticket.
And then it was half one, and I said, Max is coming at 2 p.m. to film a great air up video that we did, and he's like, okay, can I have a bath, please? So I had to run him a fucking bath with Radox muscle soaking. His insistence. Then he's having a bath, and then he gets out. He's complaining about not having argan oil for his hair. This isn't the Ritz, Cameron. And so he goes down, then comes back up 2 minutes later saying he's got a parking ticket on his car. So miserable for him.
Yeah.
he left at 2 and had to be in bed by 6 p.m.
Jesus.
Because he had radio the next day. But whilst we were drunk,
I did
quite a big shot of vodka. It was probably about a triple or a quad. I didn't realise it. And about 20 minutes after that, we booked to go to Ibiza.
Next week.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Since realised Ibiza is sticking by some COVID rules, so a lot of the big clubs are closed.
Yeah.
There you can see your table.
Table seating.
Yeah.
We should do a city break, me and you, while they're away.
Yeah, to the big city.
Well,
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham.
It could be. Yeah,
could
Stoke.
Where do you want to go?
Probably be out later than us.
Yeah. Yeah, those shots of us just having a great Snapchat in Birmingham. I'm tucked up in bed with masks on.
Yeah, sweating.
You could take Cameron as well.
Yeah,
he's not going.
He's not going. Has he dropped out?
He dropped out because his work said. Basically, he told his work he can't go, and he explained the situation. His work said, it looks like your mates put you in a bad situation there. What sort of fucking manager does that? A little gimp.
I would have said that.
So Dave is now coming.
Got the TGI boys and Stephen.
Yeah.
All them in jokes.
Yeah. God, don't do that to me.
They're going
to
be pranking each other up a storm.
I'm going to come for a trial shift on the day before we go, just so I can get a feel for TGI.
And then your manager says, "Oh, looks like you
get the job. We need you to work on next week."
Your friend will put you in a bad situation there, Stephen.
I just wouldn't go, mate.
Yeah, fair enough.
TGI's want me. I'd stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should take a little boat out.
Yeah. Be up for that.
Good.
Boat,
good.
Boat.
You're not just going to go, nah.
Me on the boat. Busy, mate.
Running my hands through the water.
So we've got some strict COVID rules on the boat. You're not allowed to...
Each of you in your own corner. I won't tell you again.
Can we have the window shut, please, and the blinds down?
I don't feel so well.
Moving on to the news.
Oh. Clapping news. It's good news. It's good news, guys.
This is the reaction, man. Pile up on the M25.
No.
Wow.
Max.
I
was just saying, like, the contrast of us clapping. Oh, so, yeah. You know. Yeah. Thank you.
Got dark sense of humour.
It's a great
If anyone is in a pile up on the M25, yeah. I'm so sorry.
You probably, get in touch.
Probably listening to this and... And you just crashed because you were laughing.
Just on the news, right?
This is.
I'm gonna turn it off. Fucking shit. Just left this on.
Oh, so you've accidentally left that on the
podcast?
No!
Bloody shuffle! Shuffle!
The dial comes up.
Just gone for it, haven't they? Just floored it. Oh, not for me.
So what have you been up to, Ryan?
Emma Raducanu, 18 years old, and she's won the US Open. Bop, bop, bop. Tennis, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's...
won't clap that.
Well, no, we already clapped it. We preempted this, yeah, right?
True,
so she's 18 years old, and she's won a tennis major.
Mm.
God, it's impressive, isn't
incredible.
It? 18. She didn't drop a set, which is very hard to do. So I've looked into some people who've done amazing things at a young age. Don't look at this, Ryan. I'm going to say what they did. You've got to guess the age, okay?
Okay.
Laura Decker sailed around the world solo at... 14.
21.
18.
No. 14, correct.
14.
Thank you.
Mozart wrote his first symphony at...
8.
8, correct. Straight in there.
Yeah.
Joan of Arc turned a war around at...
12.
15.
18 months.
17 years.
I don't know why I said 12. It's so ridiculous.
Jordan Romero climbed Mount Everest at age...
16? 14.
14?
17.
13.
Boom.
Wow.
13!
The Met Gala. So the Met Gala happened. It's a lot of people wearing shit outfits, really.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, this is kooky. The woman that hit the news was... Alexandria, this woman, she wore a dress that said tax the rich.
Yeah.
And people are going, hold on, those tickets cost £35,000. What do you mean tax the rich? You are rich. But she's saying, yeah, tax us more. And the ones that are earning billions and billions.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that say that I'm happy to pay more tax.
Yeah, Corbyn as well. Yeah. Whilst we're in America, Nicki Minaj hit the news this week after she tweeted on the night of the Met Gala. I don't know if she was invited or not. If she was, then I don't know why she's...
She had better things to do, probably. Yeah. Mm.
Her cousin's friend took the vaccine and now has massive testicles and the wedding's off, basically. Yeah. Her cousin's in Trinidad and Tobago. And she said his testicles are so big that they've had to call off the wedding. Which is a strange thing to tweet. Yeah. If it was a cousin, I'd understand it. A cousin's friend. I don't get it, but so she's...
My cousin knows his guy. Just don't get involved, do you?
Max, you took the vaccine. Has your testicles...
shrunk, if anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably... has that helped?
Yeah. They used to be massive, baby.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
You used to inject them with oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it makes olive oil. It makes other things look bigger.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, my thighs looking perky.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition. Great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Perky. Perky.
I'll go with that adjective.
Well, the thing is in America, there are people taking horse dewormer.
I don't know if you've heard of Rogan's Joe Rogan. About this, yeah. And I think he encouraged it.
Yeah, so basically, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
So there's a medicine you'll give a horse if it's got like a 4-foot tapeworm.
Not ketamine. This guy.
So yeah, so you'd give it to a horse to get rid, just to flush all their intestines out to get rid of this worm. And people are taking it in America because they think it gets rid of COVID.
Right.
Which is insane.
There's no science behind that.
No. I literally have no idea why or how it started.
I don't know, but Joe Rogan's encouraged it. Joe Rogan just chat shit.
Seems to be an idiot now, really, doesn't he?
Is he still top of the charts?
Probably, he's got millions of pounds. Should we slag off a podcast?
Yeah.
No, this one is one I've actually watched. But, as you're on a podcast yourselves, you can maybe not relate to it, but you can see what he does wrong. So there's these people on YouTube called Nelk. They're American. They get a lot of views. There's the Full Send podcast, which is their podcast. And they've got a co-host on it who's not really part of the group.
Okay.
And straight away, right from the get-go, people have said, he's terrible. We don't like him. And they've got these big guests on, like Shaquille O'Neal, quite literally a big guest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know your basketball, Ryan.
Yeah. That was
an incredible reaction.
Steel beneath her.
So they've had a lot of these big guests there. And Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, was on the latest one. He starts off the podcast, literally, he knows week after week people are saying this guy just tries too hard.
Yeah.
Every week he does the same bit. I don't know what it is, where he talks about to these celebrities, so do you use your sort of fame to try and get girls? And he talks about getting chicks. And he's a lot older than the rest of them. And he's talking about, like, he uses his Instagram to try, he'll put a girl in his story to try and get with her. And the rest of these people are like, no, I don't do that. Like, Shaquille O'Neal's just like, no, that's not what I do.
Imagine us and Shaquille O'Neal if he uses his Instagram to get with.
Exactly.
Maybe he'll come on later.
Maybe two people will leave.
When Ryan leaves them.
And comes back on my shoulders.
That's it. Oh, that's so cringy.
Yeah, but he starts off this interview with Jordan Belfort by reading out his Wikipedia of all his criminal charges, and that's it. He doesn't ask him a question. And he's just like, Jordan Belfort goes, I'm not starting the podcast like that.
Yeah.
It's not really what I want to speak about, like my criminal charges. Yeah. And he's just like, just busting your balls. Like, what are you doing?
So do you use these criminal charges to get chicks?
Well,
if you read one of them.
That guy from that podcast and Joe Rogan,
sort yourself out. We even need to slag him off, really, because I think
get on the M25. Put this on full blast and get on the M25. Anyway, I've jibber-jabbered for far too long. It's now time for Headline News. If you can tell me to look good, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest.
Man sues his wife over ugly children and wins.
Ooh, Portsmouth.
Talk about my uncle.
They're your cousins, mate. Have some respect.
Ugly. I'm the good-looking one of the family. Yeah, everyone's jealous of me.
Yeah. Have you got one of those?
I'm just waiting for somebody to say a fucking country. Come on, guys. Eyebrows are just covered in saliva.
Yeah, boy.
Sexy one, right?
You've always said your sister's really fit, so
All right, come on. Come on, Ryan.
I'm loving this. Are you loving this, Max?
No! Ryan, help me!
France,
shit! No!
What was the thing to...
Man sued...
Nigeria.
South Africa.
No, it's China.
Oh, I was going to say China. Yay. It's either China or America.
You shouldn't get them from China or America, because I always second-guess myself on them.
Yeah, well...
So is this a segment made in China?
No. Jian Feng and his wife, beautiful wife, lovely wife, have...
God, shagger then, Max.
Had intercourse and
bloody hell, haven't you? Day dog.
So they make love and have children.
three healthy children over a couple of years. And as the children grow up, Hian Feng realizes that his kids are like proper uggers. Proper. Just
hate when it happens.
Yeah, not Peng. And he goes,
is that what they were christened?
And he was like,
3 out of 10.
He's going, what's going on here? Because I'm attractive. My wife's attractive, but these kids are so ugly, like really ugly. So it turns out his wife has had over $100,000 worth of plastic surgery to make herself look beautiful. Because in Korea, I don't know if you've heard about this, there's a plastic surgery place in Korea, which is so good. You have to have your passport redone because your face is just completely changed. So anyway, he realizes his kids are ugly because of her, and he sued her. And he's won.
What a vain world we live in.
Yeah, so shallow. God.
In the shallow.
He won. And how?
Well, it's just like she lied to me.
She lied to me.
Yeah.
Well, that is shameful.
Yeah.
I guess.
I can understand in some ways why he might be a little bit pissed off, but
does she,
but then in the other sense, like, you know, at the end of the day, it's
you fell in love with me. I am now.
It's your kids, I mean.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're just insulting your kids. They're sending teams through the floor. They're never getting them back. Yeah. No plastic surgery can bring that back.
Just give the kids plastic surgery.
In South Korea does sound good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that. Let's go on to the talking point, shall we?
Ooh.
Oh, I always forget about these.
I've been through these and cut out a lot of them. These are what's left. These are what's left. Still a few. If you have any questions you want us to ask, general life stuff, then... email or Instagram DM, please.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch me give this to Max.
Itchy fingers.
Fucking fuming.
Itchy fingers.
Ugh. Probably need to wash your hands, mate.
Dodgy nursery.
Does a person's choice of religion impact your decision to date them?
Ooh.
That's spicy.
Welcome back to That's Spicy, the woke podcast.
I don't know. I don't think so. But...
yeah, for me.
Maybe.
For yeah, it would be for me as well, because I don't know much about other religions, thanks to my RE teacher and their insistence on Bend It Like Beckham. I think just not knowing what it involves, because some religions involve, like, you can't do this. Remember there's a YouTuber called Chunks, and I think he's a Muslim.
Okay.
And so he was talking about how he can't, he was making music and he had to stop because it's against his religion, I believe, to make general music.
Yeah.
So that's something I've never even heard of. I didn't know that would be a thing.
I think for me, it's sort of, if there's anything that would impact how I live my life because of their religion, I wouldn't want to be like, I don't want to say I'm not going to stop doing this because I enjoy it, but, you know.
And like, would their family insist on you have to do certain things?
Yeah.
Not be welcomed, it might be, too tricky.
Yeah. And I guess, in my opinion, it's fucking stupid.
Sometimes other religions are fucking stupid, except for his own.
Yeah.
What is your religion?
But that's my opinion, you know.
You lost your religion, didn't you? Call back to his karaoke.
Hey!
Laugh.
It's just a little puppet you are, aren't you?
I remember that. Remember.
Break free, Ryan.
Oh, Peter's going to be fun.
Noisy music of me repeating jokes. Laugh, Ryan.
Yeah, just from across the room, because you're on different tables. Ryan, can you laugh, please?
Sexton. This is so fun, isn't it?
I think... it depends how devout they are, I guess. If they're super devout,
it's going to cause it's going to cause problems eventually. Like, you know, the older you get and the way your life goes, it's inevitable that it might come into things. Certainly with kids as well. I mean, that's a big one. If you're going to have kids, then
I was in
waking up early on a Sunday every day.
Yeah, exactly. I was every day, mate.
Let me know if this is correct terminology. I was in like the Jewish area of Manchester, where there's a lot of Orthodox Jews. I was in a shop called Kosher Savers, and
nice.
And the guy on the till, he recognised me. He asked for a picture, and he was working on the till. Yeah. I said, "Yeah, sure." And he got up, sat on like the conveyor belt bit, leaned across, and took a selfie with me. I was just like, "Hi." But in Zoe was telling me that they're not allowed to have iPhones, like Orthodox Jews, because I often see Orthodox Jews on the phone,
right?
But it's always a like a normal phone, not a smartphone, because she said that's like they think it's vain and
right.
So there's a lot of stuff that just never learning in RE.
I was riding up Chitmore Road one time on a Sunday, and some bloke was on the street corner, Orthodox Jew, and I had to go into. He asked me to come into his house to turn the heat down because he was boiling.
He couldn't turn the heat down?
Yeah, because it's work. It's not. It's to consist on the weekend. Wow. They can't do anything that's like manual stuff. So, like, the people take advantage of that. So a lot of like people rob houses because they can't call the police until Monday. If they're so the police get a lot of calls on Monday.
Jeez, Christ.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was nice. It was kind of a bit like, obviously he realised that I probably wouldn't quite get it, but it was like, fine. It's no worries. But yeah, that would probably impact your life a bit, wouldn't it?
God, yeah.
Yeah. But then again. Yeah. We're not part of that world, are we?
I just don't think I have the discipline for...
No, I don't. No, not at all. I'll be thinking about that when I'm burning in hell for eternity.
I hold back.
We'll fucking snatch up the whole thing.
Hey, Birmingham is not hell, okay?
Could be worse. Could be in a beat. When's it flow?
We're going to have such a good time in spite of this.
Yeah, right we are.
So many forced laughs and smiles.
Laugh, goddammit.
I can't.
Be there in my trunks, giggling away.
In the club.
Wiggling or giggling?
Giggling.
Oh, wiggle away. Wiggling. It's Ibiza.
Do what you want, mate. Already.
Would you do 3 years in prison for 10 million?
Yeah.
No way.
Fuck yeah.
Not a chance. 3 years of your life.
I think I would.
Can I do it at the end?
No.
I would do all the things I want to do first, and then
what are you going to spend 10 million
on? Checking. Right now?
Yeah, you
a lovely coffin.
End, you get 10 million after you've done the 3 year stint. So you'd have to wait till the end of your life.
I was saying, can I get an advance? Is what I'm saying is, you know, like
you're going to go to jail for not doing this anyway.
I'll book that 3 years in. Absolutely, don't even worry about that.
But what if you die before then?
I was unlucky for some, eh? Unlucky for
you're
some.
You're getting that money, mate.
Yeah, I'd do it.
3 years.
Well, I worked at Lime Bar, and that was for what, you know, probably like 12,000. That felt like prison. Yeah. I did that for 3 years. You know, 10 million's life changing.
If I knew the prison.
If I met all the inmates.
If it's one of the ones I'm familiar with.
In some prisons you get like Xboxes. And you get
you're laughing.
This is strange ways, mate.
And
high
like, some of them are like villages.
No,
like,
do you know what you're right,
I don't think it matters where you go.
Right, there's a different. Horrible. If it's strange ways, maybe. If it's like some horrific like...
No, strange ways is a high security. It's not
No. I mean, like, you know the ones in, like...
Russia.
Like a gulag where I'm hitting rocks for...
Any prison is going to be miserable.
Yeah.
It will be miserable. But there's a level of miserable. Like gulags in Russia or North Korea prisons. Yeah. Where you're forced
British
to work.
Prison, I would still say, is miserable.
Yeah, but 10 million, I'd be laughing.
Yeah.
What are you in here for? Oh, I killed someone. What are you in here for? 10 million, baby.
Oh, he's going to get 10 million. Now you've got a massive target on your back.
Yeah.
You and your perky thighs are dead in the morn.
No, I just leave.
Yeah.
Oh, you just leave?
Yeah, it's
going to be... Maybe out of spite, they'll frame you for like inciting a riot, and then you get your sentence increased.
The CCTV, they see that you did incite the riot.
10 million, baby.
You were raising the roof.
I think...
10 million, yeah.
No, 3 years of your life as
3 years,
no,
you're not having it. I don't need 10 million quid.
That's it?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I don't know what I'd do in the next 3 years that's going to be any better than...
Do you have no ambition, Max?
Yeah.
I think we clearly know by now, no.
Yeah, start your fucking Twitch as well.
Don't know how to.
You do, you've got all the stuff.
There's so much work that needs to go into it.
Get on it.
Yeah. Say that in Ibiza. Say that in Ibiza, all right.
Get on it.
And it's me on the boat. Get on it, Ryan. Get on it.
Scared to swim.
I'm too busy laughing.
Oh, you bloody will be as well. Non-stop fun. Don't piss yourself.
I know. Where does Dave fit to all of it?
Dave didn't laugh on the first time we sent home. Yeah. We'll do one more. Is college and university education still worth it?
Yeah.
Go on, instincts.
Was it ever?
Yes, but not for the reasons that people think.
What was the reasons that...
Well, so education, probably not, because there's, you know, other ways to do stuff now. But I think getting to meet people, you know, people of similar interests is always good. Just getting to meet new people anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because I've seen a lot of people that just go straight into work.
Yeah.
And they only know people from their work.
Yeah.
And it's just it seems like a miserable, you know, existence. Whereas at uni, if you do it right, you can meet so many people.
Did you do it right?
No. No. No things I would change, but, you know, I met enough different, you know.
I'd say career-wise,
it depends what you're doing.
Doesn't make a difference, really.
I guess it depends. Like, I think there was a time when you went to uni to study things that you kind of needed to go to uni for.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even just to study things that are like properly academic. Yeah. Like if you know it's something you want, then sure. But now it's like shouldn't be seen as the thing that you the dumb thing.
Yeah. I think people don't need it. People look for experience a lot more than you've got a bachelor's in this.
It's like it's like the whole is performance classes really worth anything? It's like there's an argument that it's not. It's just good to meet people and network. It's a great networking tool. Mm.
Yeah,
you know, if you love networking.
The first year, you were constantly
not for me because I don't care.
I still got that business card you gave.
I don't. That's not for me, but for other people, you know. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's a good way to.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
That's it.
The shit I got up to first year.
Yeah, boy.
Watching the Bake Off, reading James Corden's autobiography.
Second year, just throwing your knife at that door.
Throwing. Well, watching Ryan throw geese shit. So is it worth it? I think the course depends, the university depends. If it's a high-end university, what I'd say with that is if you're a normal guy like us, dead sort of the earth, then you're going to be met by some gimps.
Yeah.
It's got to be said.
Yeah.
From not cool gimp like me.
But they're amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a lot.
You know.
Zoe went to Lancaster, which is a high-up university, and the stuff she'd tell me, I was just like, they are. Yeah. They don't know the world.
Yeah.
Different breed.
Wow, we were so fucking cool.
We were so cool.
Looking back.
When she tells me stuff and I think about our university, it was a lot more fun. Just the seriousness of our course and stuff we could do.
This
podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Just do comedy itself, if you want.
Yeah.
Dancing on tram stops.
Tram
stops.
Oh, right.
Dancing on trams.
Stop, says the tramp, but Max says, no, look at me move.
I'm paying $9,000 for this.
But yeah, you know, and the thing about university is, what's great is, it's not just 3 years, in Max's case.
Shooting lifestyle, baby.
As long as you want, baby. Still got your student card. We can use that in Birmingham.
Oh, do you know, I was so annoyed when I lost mine, because I was like, oh, I used to get the 50.
You should have lost something at uni.
It's nice when you say that, Stephen.
Yeah, well, I can say it. It's like when you make it.
Exactly,
yeah.
As if you said it, Ryan, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
Some of us got our head in the books, not a fanny in uni.
Yeah.
The book was How to Attract Women. We'd be up night under the duvet, just sitting up like...
That'd be a pick-up artist.
Oh, now it's time for a sweet little ad read.
Hey.
Get your ears open for this. Hey, guess who it is, Ryan?
Who? Manscaped. Is it Manscaped?
Yeah. Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the pouch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants.
Oh, God.
You don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying. That is far too loose.
I do. We do.
The bloody Brummy boys now. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall. Autumn. With the leaders in male grooming, they really are now. They're everywhere. They don't just settle on what they've done. They don't just settle for greatness. They keep pushing. They've now got the lawnmower 4.0.
Wow.
It's the trimmer. And they've got the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. They've got the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. I've got to say, their clothing, they gave me a T-shirt. It's so, so soft, so nice. It's almost as smooth as my front bottom. First off, the new performance package includes the Lawnmower 4.0. If you're looking to cozy up this fall, autumn, this trimmer is essential. It has the LED spotlight, which I used when my nephew was he was refusing to go to the potty, and so I had to distract him with the torch on the on the trim. So it's useful for that. They don't mention that, but it does work for that. Yeah. Then after trimming the pumpkin patch and whacking the leaves, give your balls a boost and use the Crop Reviver. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STB20 at manscaped.com. Yeah. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20 at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this autumn. Choose Manscaped. Thank you very much, Manscaped. You know, hey, lads.
Sounds dangerous.
Time for a hot segment.
Stephen lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Something I've been through already. So, I am this week's detective, the great Stephen of Tryington.
Oh.
What do we have here?
This is a singular banana peel.
Yeah.
And it is
yellow and brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly, the insides have been eaten. Or at least discarded. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what you've got.
So, Ryan.
Yeah.
Is this your banana peel?
This is my banana peel. I went shopping yesterday to Aldi, Salford Precinct. And Erin writes the shopping lists because I patience. So, she put bananas, but for some reason, I just bought a banana.
Ow.
Instead of a bunch of bananas.
That's bananas.
Yeah, she wasn't very happy when I got home yesterday. And it was just the one banana.
Yeah.
And then...
and also because that looks about 5 days
well,
old.
Well, I did have this morning.
Yeah, that's very brown for a banana you had. No, that's older than 5 days, right?
No. No, it's this morning.
It's not.
It is. I had that this morning. I bought it yesterday.
Do you not know bananas, Stephen? I had that
yesterday.
That's been in a fruit bowl for about 10 days.
No, it's just in the morning when you leave it on the side.
Weren't you working yesterday?
No.
Weren't you?
No. No. It was my only day with Erin.
So she sent you shopping on your own?
Makes sense. Get out of the fucking house, right?
It was in the morning.
Fucking peace, telling me an old day.
She was still with her friends and I went shopping and she sent me the list beforehand.
What else was on the list?
Bread, kale, quiche,
halloumi,
carrots.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Tom.
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, Stephen, you'll never believe it. So I get up this morning. I'm already in a bit of a rush because I've overslept.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have my normal porridge with, you know, I do put some fruits, some bananas, some seeds, maple syrup.
Sick.
So I go to I make myself a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Nice.
A bit of rice, a few Rice Krispies as well. I don't like it too sweet.
No.
And then I go to the fridge. No fucking milk.
Come on.
And as I said, I've already overslept at this point. I'm late. So, you know, breakfast crisis. I look into the fruit bowl. I see this banana. And prior to coming to this podcast, that is all I've eaten today.
What time did you wake up?
About 8:30 or something.
It's over.
8:15. Well, I had to be in at 9. So normally I'd have to be in at 7:30. So I had to be up at 7:30.
Oh, gosh.
I've hit the snooze. I thought I'd hit the snooze button, but alas, proper last minute thing from me. Yeah. Grabbing a bit. I mean, this would have formed just a small part of the breakfast that I'd intended to have.
Yeah.
and then it ended up being my entire breakfast.
Oh, have you had anything else?
I did have a pasty on the way here. And I bought some donuts, which as I bit into them, I thought, I should probably check the ingredients, and had milk in.
Gah.
So I spat it out and brought them lovely donuts here for you to enjoy after the podcast, and that's kind of where we're at now.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long have you had that banana for?
A couple of days.
Okay, Max.
So this is an old banana. I've been trying to get into a health kick recently.
Yeah.
Lost half a stone.
Hey!
Thank you. And one of the ways that I'm trying to do it is spinach and, you know, stuff like that, kale, smoothies.
Yeah.
The issue is they are awful. I'm not a big fan. So, banana, I don't know if you know this, but if you put it in a smoothie,
really
the taste overpowers it. Yeah. So if you like banana, which I do,
especially
that is a great...
The more it is this colour, the sweeter it'll be in there.
So I didn't know that, but I had it a few days ago. That's out the bin. That's where that's from.
Tom, this is your banana.
That's correct.
Yes!
Let's throw that out.
Well, it's between two, right?
She wrote bananas... And I bought one.
It was really fresh.
It was that one day off together.
You can just feel that's not...
Yeah, no, honestly, it was genuinely yellow this morning.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's crazy, that.
I just had a few specks. I took it out of the bag before and I was like, oh, God, this has turned. But it makes for great content.
Well, thank you for that, Tom.
You're welcome.
It's now time for the viewer's embarrassing story.
Yay! Oh, I love the viewers.
This was a real corker. Hello, Stephen, Max, Tom and Ryan. Please keep me anonymous. Anonymous! All right, I have to say it twice, I'll do that. My most embarrassing moment of my life, which I've never shared with anyone. Wow, privileged. One morning, a few years back, I woke up a little earlier than usual. I was due to go to work, so since I was up early, I decided to have a self-love sesh, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
We've read the book, we know what she means. If not, a lady wank. Okay. Anyways, afterwards, I began getting myself ready for work, and about 50 minutes before I was due to leave, my dad burst into my room and told me that my granny had been found dead. I was devastated. My dad came to sit next to me and console me, and suggested that I phone my work. Now, in this moment, I couldn't remember my work's phone number, so I went to Google it. As I clicked on Safari, I started hysterically crying, and in the process, I closed my eyes. When I opened them again, after a good 45 seconds, I realised my dad was just sat staring at the Pornhub video I had previously just watched. We never mentioned it. Wow. Sorry for your loss, but enjoy your toss.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very sad.
You don't want that to kind of have to... Yeah, no. Be out there, do you?
No.
I can see why she's never said it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, you know, sure that...
Is that not the...
Dad had bigger fish to fry.
The beginning to In Between Us, the movie? But I remember Jay's watching porn.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but she just walks in straight away and he's still wanking.
Yeah. But there's, you know, similar... Yeah. There's comedy to be found.
That's
Where he does the hand thing.
Yeah. He can't trust it.
Great moment. Good comedy.
Yeah. Speaking of great comedy.
Yeah.
It's now time
for... Fuck off.
It's now time for Relax Max.
Ooh. You got something this week?
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Max.
Yeah.
What have you been doing this week?
Went on holiday. The crazy things happen, man.
Yeah, can't wait.
Do you want to play the audio?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I've got some great audio.
Version one, the longer one.
Yeah.
I'll play that then. Buckle in.
I'm fucking furious. I'm fucking enraged. How dare you speak to me like a little child? Who do you think you are? Oh, you are a child, lol. Sorry about that, little lad. This should calm you down a bit. Oh shit, it's the feds.
You know you can't smoke in here.
Damn, stop harshing our mellow, man.
Smoking is not allowed on any Delta flight, and federal law prohibits tampering with, disabling, or destroying a restroom smoke detector.
Oh, fine. I need to go back to my seat anyway. Hi, mind if I sit here?
Welcome!
Thanks. Ah, heck. My phone's died. Right, how much do you charge?
About 200, 180.
Oh.
160 if it's a fan.
And no, sorry, I meant this charger. Oh, 20 volts.
I'll do half an hour.
Look, honestly, I appreciate the offer, but the only thing I want to be hitting up here is this bong. Oh, the food's coming around. Let me get my wallet out. Oh, cabin boy.
Hello.
What would you recommend for a guy like me? Oh, a video.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Hello, girls. Welcome to Living to the Max. This is a fitness class like no other.
Dickhead. Well, that's him gone. Damn, I need to use the bathroom. Lol, I'm such a card. Wait, my card. Oh God, I left it near that guy. Ah, you thought I was paying you.
Bottom half, take it out.
Ah, what the hell, go on.
There we go then, give it a little bash. You know what that does? Gets all the bubbles out.
Wait, where are you going?
Just shit.
Where?
Stop the bubbles.
Do you know what the worst part of that is? He's watching you make a cake, I presume. Yeah. Going, if I get to this, could be him fucking me.
There's so many other bits.
Well, another week where you don't seem to have got any more relaxed.
No, so stressed out.
Maybe one part of your body did get a little bit relaxed, but
seemed like you almost got relaxed.
So close.
But then probably ended up more frustrated.
Yeah.
It was more like a climax than relaxed.
Hey! No!
Thanks, Max. Hopefully you'll find your just zen.
Praying for that day.
True calling.
Oh, that was an interesting segment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sort of inspiring in a way, Max, isn't it? I'm just going to go to the toilet.
Oh! You go, Ryan.
Bye, Stephen.
Yep.
Bye, Stephen.
He's gone.
Oh.
Yes, very good times. Very good times.
Who's this?
I am Allegation.
Oh, Allegation.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Ellie.
What brings you here today?
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Must have heard about my sweaty hands. No, yeah, really sweaty.
You can't, don't be rude. It's a guest. Okay.
Rude guy.
Yeah, very rude.
Rude
very
guy.
Sweaty. Poor guest.
Don't make friends doing that.
I wouldn't make friends if you did this either, because your hands are so
Russia,
clammy.
Or general Eastern Europe. Get fucked.
Yeah?
We say that here too.
You say that here?
Get fucked, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Get fucked, bitch face.
Right. No, it's just getting a bit more.
Don't kiss me, old bitch face fuck.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because he gets this from us. So
kiss the dead mule, bitch face fuck.
Yeah, I like that one.
Right.
Chew your sour bonbons and kiss the bitch face fuck mule.
Yeah.
God, Russia.
Ryan, laugh.
You don't have to laugh if it's not funny.
Yeah, it was
very genuine.
Very funny.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Yeah, what's your language?
So, why are you here today, Ali?
Great question, Mr. Inquisitive. I am disgraced Olympic coach come to defend my performance enhancing methods.
What are these methods, Ali?
What sport do you play first?
Great question.
Thank you.
I am number one coach in water polo.
Wow.
It's talented.
Yes.
Do Russia have a successful team?
Do they?
You tell me, Ali.
Yes.
Wait, number one
team in all of Russia.
Oh, wow.
Russia's very big.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have a lot of teams, though? That's the question.
Just one.
Just one, okay.
And that's why they're number one team.
Yeah.
Because we kill the opposition.
Oh.
Wow.
Not really.
Oh.
Out on the pitch. In the pool.
In the pool, dumb bitch.
In the pool. That was a test. So you're disgraced.
They are not my words, but the words of general public.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who's that?
And the Russian examining board of water polo, and the Olympic committee, and the Paralympic.
So the people that matter when it comes to you doing your job.
No, because they're just my athletes and me. We are all that matter.
Wow.
That's why we're number one. Yeah. You don't say much. Are you mute?
Sorry.
If you are, nod along and say yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow. Are you a religious man? I assume so.
Shut up. Let these boys do the talking.
Are you a religious man, Ali?
Yes, I am.
Same question.
God is on my side.
Yeah. Wow. What religion?
God teams.
God teams.
God teams. What did you do, Ali?
Yeah, why are you disgraced?
You seem very close with your team. You seem to have a close bond. They don't seem to think you're a disgrace.
I took my team and I put them in the Olympic team.
Nice.
My team were for the Paralympics. I put them in the Olympics.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. All
right.
My team are unfortunately been in accidents and I gave them robotic limbs.
Oh, wow.
A lot of fire in the pool. Electricity, water, not good friends. I accidentally set fire to whole team.
Oh. What about your opponents?
It was just practice.
Just practice.
Oh, right. No.
Wow. Jesus.
Yes. It was... The reason why it was disgrace was because it was only me left in team and Russia did very bad in the Olympics. People call me a disgrace. I say, I try my best. They go, you shit.
So the performance-enhancing methods that got you disgraced were the robotic limbs that set fire and killed your team.
Yes.
Wow.
And the various associations didn't have a problem with that. It was more your performance.
Said,
right,
they said, more for you.
Okay.
Electricity and water, not good.
Yeah. Well, you're not a scientist.
I don't go to the Olympics and say, that's how you wipe your arse.
Don't need to.
Shouldn't have to.
Yeah, everyone there can do
you
it by
of,
that
you
point.
You expect kind of a level of just, you know.
What are you going to do with yourself now then?
Oh, wow. You've spoken.
I don't know. There is not much work for me because I killed my team.
Could you rebuild? Could you get a new team?
Rebuild with robots.
Could do.
Maybe.
Maybe a different sport.
Robot wars?
Yeah.
Maybe synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
I just make program. They all do the same move.
Easy.
Yeah. Not easy.
It's easy.
Don't
simple,
disregard
mate. Simple.
The,
yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, especially without the expertise required. It's very difficult.
Yeah, no, that's so true.
Thank you. You come round on me.
This is the start of a great friendship.
That's where it begins.
No.
No, okay.
An amazing friendship.
Yeah.
Even more, maybe
I
a marriage.
No, to that. No, you come
it's more. It's more of a family kind of bond.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know,
like brothers is now, blood brothers.
Where you come from, it's kind of, you know.
I don't think we can get married in my country, so.
Hey, you stay here. It's safe here.
Get fucked.
Wait, literally, yeah? Get fucked by a water polo coach.
Yeah.
God, one of my dreams. Yeah.
Tell me more. Like Martin Luther, but with tie-dye top.
Yeah, that's me. So similar.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Martin Luther did speech. You've stopped talking.
Yeah. What else can I say?
Martin Luther was German.
Say that. He did not go, I had a dream. What else can I say?
Boom.
Don't say boom. Remind me of the leisure center.
Oh.
No. No leisure involved.
No. Yeah.
Allegation innocent.
Allegation number one.
I mean, you're not...
You did it all, but it's like people shouldn't look at it in a bad way. Because
I'm hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And greatest coach.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's you know...
I mean, to give people robotic kind of limbs, that's incredible in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yes, it was...
Technology that you knew nothing about.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
Exactly.
Who does a humble water polo coach?
I mainly sell a tape of whisk to a Paralympian.
Oh, right,
it's fine.
Right.
Yeah. Just a lot of exposed wiring.
Yes, yeah.
Had to plug it in to make him... Yeah. Come on, Ryan, say some questions.
Is there anything you want to say to our viewers before we, you know, move you on?
Yeah. You move me on?
It's not up to us to move you on, Ryan.
The guests go when they're done.
Oh, yeah.
No, they come to say their piece.
I'm going now, man, because of this yak-yak bitch boy.
Yeah.
You're okay, you're good. You yak-yak bitch boy.
Yeah.
My
Paralympians would spit on you if they weren't dead.
Yeah. I'm sure they would.
But they are.
Hi, Max.
Oh, no.
I think it was pretty clear where I was going.
Oh my God. Oh. No,
it's fine. You just do your stuff with Ryan. Yeah, leave me to stand there with me arse.
Do you know what the issue is? Is Tom was in the way.
What, you
I couldn't
between leave. Us?
Yeah, literally.
Laugh. Idiot. Anyway, it's time for Ryan's crying.
He's crying.
Yeah.
It's Ryan.
Why is he always crying?
Ryan's always crying.
So I thought I'd mention to you about instead of doing Ryan's crying, I'll do Ryan's buying.
Someone sent in a suggestion for a segment, which I think's good.
Yeah.
It says lock on the clock. Oh, sorry. This is AJ. Maybe Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
Maybe
AJ Pritchard.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe Adam Johnson. Lock of the clock. Ryan has 1 minute to talk about a random topic without stopping. Some kind of forfeit if he doesn't. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
What would you like to do? Would you like to do the lock on the clock or the...
You go with what you prepared.
Ryan,
I'm just saying AJ sent in a good idea. We could do one of those.
Thanks, AJ.
It's only a minute.
Yeah. So, you know, these might not sound very exciting, but you'll see.
What is this segment? Ryan's buying.
Ryan's buying. These are a list of things I'm going to buy this year.
Oh, so you've literally gone rogue and kind of revamped your own segment.
That's good. Maybe one banana. That's something you could buy.
So the first thing that I need to buy ASAP is...
Are you just going to re-listen to this in the shop? Just so you can remember. Right,
bananas.
My voice memo app is broken, but YouTube isn't.
Quiche.
Right, 1 hour, 2 minutes in. All right.
Max, if you could not laugh, please.
Quiche.
So, do you know what? It's really shit now. I start thinking.
Preferably frozen.
So have you ever
list
used
them off quickly then?
Have you ever used? I need to buy some shower gel. Because
you're going on holiday.
Because I bought some minty zingy shower gel, and since using it this week, it
makes your balls cold.
It makes my balls cold.
Oh, everywhere.
My bum hole, my bell end.
What?
Armpits. Just sensitive areas.
Oh, this is in his list. This is what gets cold.
I wish you'd said that last week so I could have
listened to it.
This is a different list.
Yeah.
This is kind of... There's a list attached to the original list.
Do you know what? If I get invited back on, I'll make a really good Ryan's crying.
Yes.
Maybe you could talk about the segment.
Add that to your list. Okay, it's now time for Tom Looney.
Hey, Looney. Looney.
Yeah, I'm switching up the format this week.
Looney fashion. Another one.
Yeah, switching it up because I get bored, I get tired.
So do we.
Thanks. this week I just thought I'd throw some kind of questions out there. I've gone for a load of like who's the most likely between those lots.
Okay, nice. My award winning night, the award was that was an award.
Who's most likely to shamelessly use their profile to score a free meal?
I think you on your Instagram story.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
To be fair, are always talking about restaurants you've been to as well.
Yeah, but we don't. I pay for my food.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
You're more likely to win one, though.
Yeah.
Through your Instagram story.
Fair. Yeah, that's different, though, isn't it? Anyone can enter them. Seven we does.
Don't. You're like, oh, I don't mean to.
For God's sake. Some of these, I wrote these last night, they're really specific. In the event that you were to suffer botched plastic surgery, who is most likely to just live with it?
Well, what's botched plastic?
There you go. Just so you have wrong. A facelift right, and one of the eyes wrong. Is just a bit, you know.
Just to live with it. Yeah. Should be me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think if I got it and it went bad enough yeah. to get it done properly.
Yeah.
So it's like if you got a haircut, it's a bad haircut, you'd... Like, that's a bit different, but I'd probably sit there and, like, oh, and go to someone else.
Who's most likely to have a rumour about them fingering cats widely believed?
I did have that.
For yeah.
a while. I started it then. I was geese.
No such thing as bad publicity.
I said I fingered geese.
Yeah.
That stuck for a little bit. Ball geese.
Who's the biggest liability when drunk?
Max.
Me.
Do you think? Not Ryan.
No, I'm not a liability.
Oh, but like you can't walk yeah, sometimes.
Yeah,
you get like,
I've been in a couple
states.
Of. Yeah, yeah, a couple.
Max is worse
yeah.
though.
When you I think? Black out.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah. Yeah, that was a night of it.
Which is a few times.
Yeah. Who's most likely, based on the offer of a hefty fee, who's most likely to be tempted into doing porn?
Ryan, I think when we discussed this, you had the lowest fee.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Do you not kind of worry that, I mean, have you got any sort of thoughts about what that would mean when that's out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not great, but...
I think it's different for guys, yeah. though. I think, yeah. yeah.
What about good exposure, you know?
Yeah.
If the agent goes, you go in this, you could be in Frozen yeah. 3.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQBar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Wow.
She's fucking a snowman.
If it was guaranteed to boost your profile into a way that, you know, it would, you'd really start making some money based on endorsements and stuff and just being out there. Would you? I don't know, whatever.
It's a type of mint called endorsement. Yeah.
Would you leak a sex tape? Purposefully leak your own sex tape?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, not for... No, no. Only for
what
money.
If it's like what
you
if
can
it's
quit
like
your job, you don't need yeah. to work anymore. Because
what if it's like
just...
Kardashian level, so where you yeah. become a billionaire and all your family members.
Well, not to begin with,
yeah.
but you have that platform.
Yeah,
so, yeah, and then it's what you make of it. Just more sex tapes.
But yeah, this is the worry. I would be scared that I would just end up doing porn
addiction.
Steven's videos and porn.
God,
Jesus,
very similar.
What have you been up to this week?
Oh shit, that meant to be somewhere.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's more. Oh, well, you know. That's enough.
Yeah, we are overrunning, to be fair.
Yeah, cool. That was fun, cool. Yeah.
Is that a time for Put It To The Max? Put it to the max, to the max.
Put it to the max.
I, Max, and the others. Yeah, the kip of them. I'm meant to be a bus prefect for my school.
Bus?
Bus.
Oh, what's a bus?
No, what's a bus prefect?
Oh, well, listen, you interrupt when I'm in the key detail of this.
I think if you put them together, you can figure it out.
Yeah, you okay. can't be in this attitude when we're trying to save lives here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm meant to be a bus prefect for my school, but I don't really want to tell people to stop swearing and to put a mask on. Max, seeing as you're insecure and like speaking to kids, I thought you could help. Anything would be appreciated.
Great. I don't know why there's a bus prefect.
So, you know when kids get on the bus at school... There was, people would have to be like, don't do this, don't do that. Yeah. Because kids on the school bus can be pretty unruly.
Parents used to do it at my primary school. It's like kind of kids who got the bus, the parents would like, you know, once a term or once in the year, you'd have to sign up and do it. So remember my mum did it.
I just don't do it.
Buses need respect.
Yeah, sure. What's the question?
Oh,
he's a little prick, isn't he?
Oh, you like talking to kids, Max. Oh, you're insecure.
Why are you...
You're proving his point here.
Anything would be appreciated. I don't think that's going to be appreciated. Yeah.
No, he said anything. So
right. You're a bus prefect.
Should we role play this?
Yeah. If you
you're
want
a bus prefect, we're some kids.
Okay.
What the fuck?
You say want to.
I'm not even a kid.
The driver.
I'm a 31-year-old Everton player. Yeah.
Man, I love this bus.
What's that badge say?
It says bus prefect.
Oh.
My bus wanker.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Why?
You can't swear. You're the bus prefect.
Yeah, I've got power on this bus. I'm going to use it, all right? Well,
what are you going to do, bus prefect?
You kick you off the fucking bus whilst it's moving.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fart on me. I'll fart on you.
Don't make drum noises. Yeah. Stop that.
Look like you do a lot of trumps.
Yeah, I do on your dad's face. Now you. Could be a bus wanker, yeah?
Yeah.
You mocked his dad.
Yeah, good. I mock anyone. I'm bus prefect.
What sort of bus prefect are you?
I'm fucking mad one.
Pussy mouth again. Don't re on the bus.
Yeah, I'll re everywhere I want. I'm a rea.
You're a prefect. Sure, you put the re in prefect, but you just still behave.
Very funny. I like this guy. You're my little right hand man now.
Don't claim me, you possessive slut. I've seen where your right hand's been.
Yeah.
Why have you got an erection, bus prefect?
The thing about your dad again.
I told you he's dead.
Right, you get off the bus. You can fucking walk.
Why? You don't have such power.
I do.
Don't.
Bus prefect, mate. Read and wait.
You can't just kick people
read,
off the bus.
You don't go to school, do you?
You can't just kick people off.
Go to school. Oh, you're in the boot.
You've just booted a little child.
Yeah, good.
How old are you?
37.
Anyway.
Hope that helps.
Yeah, that should help.
Bus prefect.
Well, I mean, there's a number of approaches there not to take.
A little snitch.
Yeah.
Time for the final question.
Hey.
It's the final question. Would you rather have £1 million in pennies or £100 million worth of ice cream?
Oh, pennies.
Yeah, the pennies.
So ice cream would melt.
I'd go for the ice cream.
I don't know where I'd keep it though, wouldn't
it? You'd find somewhere big storage unit, sell it half price, great deal. You've got what's that, £50 million?
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy your pennies, mate. Enjoy the slot machines down in Real.
It's too much to be given all at once. Realistically, you just... I don't even know how to
shift that. And they have a shelf life.
Yeah.
If
you sell them half price, they sell quick.
To who? Who's buying...
Public.
Yeah, public.
If someone who buys, you know...
Forgot about the public,
things
didn't
that reduced, you'd surely see that and go...
Yeah, but that's me. I don't know where I could go that I could get £100 million worth of ice cream gone. Yeah.
Put to my shed. Hey, Ryan, it's cool in my shed, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Not as cool as the freezer.
Yeah, I'd take the pennies.
I'd take the pennies because then all I need to do is like just take some time off work and bit by bit, you know, so as to not piss off cashiers.
Yeah.
Just kind of bag them up and go and do... You know, so X amount a day.
Take them to the bank.
So heavy.
Yeah. I'll just take as much.
You
get
like a million pennies.
Let's make it my job.
Will that fit? I'll fit in one room, won't it? I'll fit in my flat. Yeah, of course it will. Of course it will.
Dirty pennies everywhere.
Yeah.
Things because I can hire a unit for that. I've got the money to hire as
a storage
to count all of them.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, it would. But
that's not my job,
though, isn't there? Where you can just
Coinstar.
You probably have to pay. I don't think Coinstar takes 10% as well.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It was in 100 grand.
Well, I'll just get Devon, come down, we'll just do a few hours a day. We just count it. We can probably live off it.
You can make it your job to count this money.
Count. We don't need to do it all at once. But you know.
I think if you're going to lose 10%, which is 900,000, I think I'd make more from my ice cream adventure quite easily.
It is an adventure, but I just worry that I would waste all that ice cream.
The thing is, I sell 1% of those and I've made more.
Ice cream has a shelf life. If you keep it in the freezer too long, it's not that long.
It's quite a while. It's like at least 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think ice cream is...
Yeah, it's
never had, like, I guess all you need to do is call, like, supermarkets.
You need to plug your freezer in, man.
Like, if, you know, local supermarket, enough in the area.
Yeah, but they're not going to go, right, Tom, I'm going to take some of your ice cream that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
You need to be a certified place to sell ice cream to
them. You can sell it to them for half price.
Okay, corner shops then.
You could just sell
Cornish.
It.
Okay, fine.
You could just sell it to all the distributors for less than they normally pay.
I know, but they need
so
to
I'll put
like
you down for 12 boxes of ice cream.
They need to know if it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, but then if they verify one box, just one.
Yeah, but then
and then there's one little box. And then they say, oh, they can make a massive saving on all this.
I get Stephen's angle. I really do. But in the short term, I guess it's just the logistics.
Realistically, I don't. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. If you think you could, then fair enough. I don't think I could.
Sell 1% of them. Easy.
1% maybe, of just random boxes of. What ice cream is it?
Many, mate. It's £100 million worth.
Yeah, but like, so if that's Ben and Jerry's, then that's less than if it's £1 ice cream from Asda.
Just boxed rum raisin.
Yeah, you're not going to fucking sell a fucking rum raisin.
Okay, well, all the pennies are covered in shit and piss and they're all glued together.
What fucking pennies are these? It's regular. What ice cream's this? That's a genuine question. There's about a million types of ice cream out there.
All the pennies are all ran over and dented. And every cashier goes, no. So I'm on ice cream.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the pennies.
If you join me, we'd have £200 million.
I know, but I see, obviously, if we all got on it together, we could probably do something with that ice cream.
We're spoken so badly of this, you're not part of the project.
We'll be competing against each other.
No.
We've got 300 million tubs of ice cream. You're going to be going, oh, this is my ice cream we just sold. And you're going to be going, it's part of the group.
The assets are combined assets.
Not having this.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be... No, exactly, I'm not.
Don't dare try and sneak.
I don't.
My box is leaving on that, Larry.
I'm not. I've got my pennies. I've got my sweet pennies.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey!
That's it. Max Smith.
Goodbye there.
Sound like a strange guy in an American film. Yeah. Bye there. Goodbye there. Jenny Lou. And Tom Looney.
Hey, yeah, cheers. Thank you, everyone. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Great day. Always nice to be here.
Yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed it. I enjoyed
your segment as well.
Yeah, I enjoy your company.
So, there we go.
Yes.
Anyway, stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.